Thank you, everyone. The City Finance Committee will come to order. I am moving favorable action on PCR 65-25 for public hearing, as well as PCR 66-25. Need a second, please?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Close the Finance Committee at 4:02.
All right, full 4:02. I got 4:01. Whatever. We'll pretend it's 4:02 p.m. City Council will now convene. Clerk, will please take the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Here.
Mr. DeLuise?
Here.
Mr. Foley?
Here.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Here.
Mr. Kirby?
Yep.
Mr. Lattiser?
Here.
Mr. Muto?
Here.
Mr. Napa?
Here.
Mr. Riggs? 8 present.
All right, Councilman Foley, if you can please lead us in the salute to the flag. As an FYI, turning the council meeting into a circus helps no one. You'll be asked to leave if you can't control yourselves. First up on the docket, we have PCR 65-25, brought up the transfer of supplemental appropriations and emergency appropriations. This is introduced by the finance chair on behalf of the mayor. We also have PCR 66-25, resolution adopting the budget and estimating the tax rates of the city of Warwick for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2025 and ending June 30th, 2026, inclusive of FY26 general funds, FY26 personnel funds, FY26 special and capital funds budget. This is introduced on behalf of the finance chair for the mayor. So as an FYI, this will be public hearing. Items not completed this evening will be continued to May 20th, 2025 at 4 p.m. First up, we have presentation of the budget by the mayor and city staff. Do we need a motion to open public hearing? So first, we need a motion to open public hearing on PCR 65-25 and PCR 66-25. Motion made by Councilman Lattiser, seconded by Councilman Foley. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Public hearing stands open. So, Mayor, take it away.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Good evening, Councilman. I'm going to forego an opening statement in the budget message. You have a long night, so we're just going to leave with that. I have some corrections in the budget I'd like you to take note of. For us, in the on page 22 of your budget, line item 35105. That line item is going to be decreased by $125,768. I'll explain it in a minute. Now I'm going to ask you to create a line item 35-10. And put that amount, $125,768, into that. What that is, that's the rent that we pay for Station 8, the station over on Post Road near Ann and Hope. It wasn't a line item for it prior to this. This is new because we never paid that rent before. It used to be taken out of the pilot money the Airport Corporation gave us. As you're aware, we no longer get the pilot money. On page 34, under the Department of Public Works, line 63101, we're going to decrease that line by $235,140. During the DPW's presentation, you can get a further explanation. What it was is they had three extra form in there. It's what the numbers used to be but aren't any longer. And on page 23 of the capital budget, yes, page 23 of the capital budget, 35,799. Reduce that by $1,550,000. Page 2 of the capital budget, I'm sorry. That can be explained better later, but what happened was operating funds were mistakenly used, and it's the bulk of it's going to be lease purchase. And then on page 34, 89,000, we're going to reappropriate, we're going to revise the school appropriation to $2,194,746. What?
Revising, increasing this.
Yes, we're increasing it, but we revised the appropriation. The total appropriation to schools will now be $2,194,746. I took those errors that were made and I put them right into school appropriation. Doing this not change our anticipated tax rate, nor will it be any further drawdown from the fund balance. And as I said, we can explain it better department by department. We're ready to go, Mr. President.
All right, first up on the schedule is revenue, I believe. Or correct me if I'm wrong. Oh, transfer supplemental, sorry. So are there any questions regarding that? Any questions from the public on that item? This is transfer slash supplemental appropriations slash emergency appropriations. Seeing none, we can move along to revenue. Are there any questions and comments on revenue within the budget? Councilman Gebhardt?
Good evening. Just a couple of questions for you. On
So page, actually, I guess I'm, we'll start at the last page. Looking at fiscal 25 projected. So in fiscal 25, we had budgeted a drawdown of 2.5 and change. And it looks like projected a drawdown of 569,029. Yeah. Other reserves, can you just refresh me on what other reserves is?
Lynn Proger. The other transfers are a variety of other funds that we were cleaning up on the side. There were some very tiny amounts that were kind of abandoned in old bond funds, like there was an opening space bond, and so we used it to clean up the financial statements.
Okay, so the 900K that was budgeted and projected, it just is those cleanup activities?
Correct.
All right, because I think it's a little tricky to start on the revenue side immediately, because obviously we have a lot on the expense side to get through, but thinking about, which we've done each of the last several years, where, you know, there's a somewhat substantial drawdown planned in the plan. And then over the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, the drawdown has always been either negligible, non-existent, or a fraction of what was originally planned. And just as I was like framing up this thought in my head, there's, if we go back a couple of pages, one of the things that we've had that's kind of given us pause as we've thought about the budgets over the last couple of years, especially on the revenue side, relates to sales of city property, you know, sort of being one-time funds. So there was planned $1.9 million in sale of city real estate for this year, which looks like that did not materialize and is just is going to move forward into next year. Accurate?
Yeah. Correct.
And which property is that?
Aldridge.
Okay. So when you look at that, actually, it's very interesting on the revenue side. So we had planned to have $1.9 million in revenue from that transaction. We had planned to draw down the fund balance by $2.5 million. We finished only needing to draw, or we're projecting to only need to draw down the fund balance $569,000, and also didn't get an almost an additional $2 million of revenue that was part of the plan. So if you think about just performance to where we thought we would be and where we actually are, it was very strong for this year. So just, I think that's helpful framing as we think about the drawdown, because obviously nobody likes to see that, you know, we're not really running up or planning for a balanced budget. You know, we're planning to draw down on our reserves. But I've always found over the last 5 or 6 years that you all tend to budget in a very conservative way and then overperform.
Yes, but also you have to remember the other side of that are the expenses. So a lot of the departments have been really holding the line for each of their departments, which helps with that fund balance amount.
Okay. One other question. Under revenue, also on the last page, personnel sewer fringe transfer. And I think that's the... Is that related to benefits, the shared employees that get reimbursed by the
Correct.
Enterprise fund?
Yeah.
Why does that stay flat? Doesn't our share of benefit expense increase?
You know, actually, the water and sewer departments asked the same question, and our benefits are, in fact, increasing, obviously, like everybody's. But they've actually had some trouble with breakage, so it's kind of made it flat.
Okay.
Because I actually looked at the exact same thing.
All right. That's it for now. Thank you.
Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. I see that the projection is for a 99.2% collection rate, similar to the current fiscal year.
Yes.
How are we doing on that 99.2%?
Great.
So we think that the 99.2% for next fiscal year would also be reasonable?
Absolutely.
Okay. I do have some concerns about that fund balance drawdown, of course, $3.7 million. I believe that that is larger than, well, going into a budget hearing, I believe that that is probably larger than most, if not all, years that I've been on the City Council. I understand that there have often been years where the city has managed to keep that in check and close that gap through different measures throughout the year. But especially when a budget is a bit tighter, and especially because we don't want to see items simply being deferred into future years, that amount is worrisome to me. And especially too, when part of that is relying on $1.9 million from the sale of city properties. I think that it seems likely that the sale of Aldridge, from everything I've heard, is going to go through this year, this coming fiscal year, so that that materializes. But the concept in general of balancing a budget on the sale of city property to the tune of close to $2 million isn't exactly sustainable. So it appears that the increase from the 2025 projection to the 2026 request is almost, if not entirely, based on the tax increase rather than projection of additional new properties or the like being added to the tax rolls, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And based on that, too, the 99.2% appears to be more attainable because we're not necessarily counting on new properties being added to the tax roll to hit to that $244 million in revenue?
I'm very confident in the tax collection, yes.
Okay. That's all the questions on the revenue budget for now. Thank you.
Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, Director. I'm going to start with some questions regarding the revenue highlights. Under licenses and fees, it's indicated that the recording fees and realty transfer tax moderate as real estate and refinancing activities slow. I'm curious as to why the interpretation is slow, given all the additional construction, essentially new residential construction that is taking place. Why the city wouldn't anticipate more of a revenue as a result of that.
If you look at the 25 budget, it's at 1.4, mm-hmm. and in 26, it's at 1.45. We're not very confident that it's going to be running gangbusters like it has been. You know, there has been some slowdown. There is new property, but that's one of those really tricky lines to predict, you know. I'd be a realtor otherwise. It's a hard one.
It's also a number that could be positively impact with the fees and assessments that take place in the building department as well.
Between the absolutely.
Building permit fees, et cetera, right?
I mean, that if you look at our projection, we're a tiny bit over. So every place that we could be a tiny bit over, we're taking a little less from that fund balance, mm-hmm. too.
In other revenues, it states that the cannabis revenue is estimated to grow $330,000 as another store opens. Last year, I think you had growth of a million last year?
Yes.
So this 330 you're saying is simply as a result of that one operation, right?
That is my best guess. In order to come up with that number, I was looking at the most recent quarter that we were paid, and that is approximately what we think we'll bring in.
So you are not assuming any increase in revenue from the other facilities?
We are, there's an increase. So there's been an increase in revenue, and that increase is going to be a little bit higher with another facility, hopefully.
Okay.
I mean, in 25, it was about $1 million, and in 26, we're at 1.3.
On the rink, the Appanag rink, it stated that the revenues are estimated to be at over $798,000. Mm-hmm. What is the breakdown of those revenues? How did you arrive at the revenue of $798,000?
So the way that we came up with that number is actually we reached out to our friends in Providence and asked them how their rink is doing. I mean, it was approximately in that spot. And that includes fees to use the rink, the sponsorship amounts.
The naming fees
for
the rink, et cetera, yeah. Which that's could certainly be a moving target, right?
Absolutely. It's really tricky. Yeah. The only way I knew how to kind of guess what that could be was to talk to our friends in Providence with a similar rink.
And the anticipated expenses are just about the same in your budget here, right?
Yeah, I mean, the intent is that we're not going to overexpend that rink. We're only going to spend what we take in, right?
Okay, I'll get to that after. With a drawdown of $3.8 million, I'm assuming that based upon the mayor's additional increase in the funding for the school department of over $1 million, that the $3.8 million drawdown from the fund balance, that's going to remain the same. That's not changing, right?
Correct.
Okay. So he could have reduced the drawdown by $1 million, but instead he wanted to move the extra million plus into the school department, correct?
Correct.
Okay. The property tax revenues, it shows values. And in fiscal year 2025, we had total value of $13,799,000. I'm just going to round out the numbers. And in fiscal 2026, that value is $15,282,000. So we have an additional revenue. Is this a hard line number or is this an estimated number of the value? Because that obviously is going to get impacted with the tax.
My area of expertise is not assessment, but it's my understanding that this is as close to perfect as we can get it.
Okay. And the item on, at least in our budget book, page 49, it's three from the top. It says public service corporate tax. What is that?
That is a payment that we get from the state.
It's what, please?
It's set by the governor.
Okay. And payment in lieu of taxes. I'm assuming the airport is part of this, but who else makes...
That is not the airport.
It's not?
Nope.
So where does that $1,674,000 come from? That's maybe six lines down.
That's a variety of properties around. There's some, I think there's Rhode Island housing in there.
It's what, please?
I think there's Rhode Island housing in there. Neil actually will answer this better, but there are a number of properties. I think New England Tech is in that amount as well, but Kent County and New England Tech.
I'm sorry, Lynn, I couldn't.
It's nonprofits in the community, so the biggest ones are in New England Tech and Kent County Hospital.
Okay. And state grant revenue, we have one, two, three, four items. And the projected for this year was 1670, 240,000, 895,000. No, scratch that, 895. This year, in three of those, it's a zero. Why is that?
Projects are done. A lot of the money comes through DEM. This 59 is actually a pass-through from the feds, and a lot of the Fed money is drying up.
Is, being that it's a grant revenue, a state grant revenue, it's fairly safe to assume that there will be no grant revenue this year from the state?
I hope there is, but we don't have the expense right. Budgeted for in here either.
Real estate, scratch that, realty transfer tax is essentially a break even from last year. And again, my question would be, why is that such a soft approach, given the fact that there obviously is going to be a fair amount of transfers taking place this year?
There could be. I tend to be pretty conservative on this line, but I'm also getting it pretty close to right every year. It's just kind of talking to the building department and the city clerk and kind of getting a feel of the numbers, where they are and where they might track.
Building permit fees have actually been reduced. They're actually lower than they were in 2024. They were reduced this year by $100,000. Why?
We just don't believe there are going to be as many permits coming through as there have been. There's been a slowdown in construction.
There's a slowdown in construction?
The construction is still happening. There's less permits being pulled for future construction. Mm-hmm. We brought this down a little bit at the direction of the building inspector, official, building official.
And it's also to, for those folks who are not aware of it, these units, particularly condominiums or apartment units, they're not taxed at the full tax rate until actually sold and occupied, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So some of this, or a large portion of this new construction, may not benefit the revenue side till perhaps next fiscal year.
Possible.
Rental income. What is rental income? That's the third from the bottom on page 50. It's been reduced from 7950 to 5000.
That's just the cost for the Thayer rink for rentals across the year.
And the anticipation is there'll be less activity at those rinks this year?
Yeah, I know they've been doing some repairs, so.
Rental income, parks and recs, is the very last line item. That has had a steady decline since 2023. The projection for this year is 5,700. The budget was zero. Projected is 5,700 in 2026. It's got an income of 3,000. What is that rental income?
It's just the field rentals.
It's what, please?
Fields, the field rentals.
Okay. One item that I believe this city has been overlooking, and it's not, I'm going to put it out there because I'll get to it again when we get to the police budget, is harbor fines. We have $0 in harbor fines. And from 2023 on forward, it's virtually nothing. More from a safety perspective than anything, these harbor fines need to be enforced. More so from safety than a revenue, but that is a revenue stream that certainly needed to be looked at. The food truck fees, I know that's something that the department is working on, and hopefully we'll be able to come up with a much better plan than what currently exists. I will yield, Mr. President, to my colleagues.
You got about a minute and a half left, just FYI.
Mr. President.
Councilman,
just to clarify, we only have two projects currently under construction where we won't be realizing the tax revenue for a period of time. Those are in the intermodal zone. It's the large apartment complex on Post Road and the proposed one they're about to break ground for on Jefferson Boulevard. All the other construction you see going on, we will, upon completion and when they occupy them, they'll start paying their taxes in full. It's only in the intermodal zone because we haven't had any tax treaties with any of these projects. I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Mayor. I put that out there because I had received some inquiries about that. You know, why wasn't the anticipated revenue, tax revenue, higher? And it's just important that folks understand that, particularly with condominiums, they don't get the full assessment until they're actually sold and occupied.
Oh, absolutely. And in the intermodal zone, I think it's a tax treaty of over 10 years.
Right.
But we haven't done that for any of these other projects. So the houses you see getting built, where Wick School was, mm-hmm. The former Sheridan, that's full tax value. As soon as they're done and they're occupied, right, and sold, of course.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Council President. Just a couple of quick questions relative to the expected revenue from the rink and then also the court fines, which increased substantially because we're expecting revenue from the traffic cams. Were those prorated based on when the project completions were? So for instance, the rink, you know, project completion is expected sometime in November.
Yes.
So were your estimates that you got from Providence were higher than $800,000 a year?
They were, but we were also really careful to make sure that our expenses matched that because we want to make sure we're not spending more money than we take in. So it was a thoughtful number, but we also want to make sure that we're...
So is it on a full year of revenue, let's say from the rink, does it reflect more like 12, well, 1.2?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. And then I would assume you did some sort of adjustment scale,
yeah,
for the cameras.
Yeah, I mean, the rink is supposed to open in December, so
yeah,
November.
Okay. That was my only question.
Mm-hmm. You had a question about the fines, too?
Same theory, that if it was prorated based on when those will be fully operational and after the notice period, so.
Yeah, we did a similar thing, only we spoke to East Providence.
Yeah.
And we tried to prorate it. And they should be coming online fairly soon because,
yeah,
I actually have a call this week with their finance guy to get the money set up, mm-hmm, to get flowing.
Yeah, my understanding is that the cameras from the police department's standpoint should be all installed,
yeah,
before the start of school. Then we have the 30-day notice period. So,
yep,
full issuance of fines on the complement of cameras,
yeah,
should be, I'd assume,
well, not
October.
The full complement, bits and pieces of it.
By October, though.
Councilman, if you'd like, we have Major Sullivan here who's taking the lead on this. If you really want some questions answered, he's the man. Would you like to have him address your questions?
Sure, yeah.
Major?
Good Good evening. Andy Sullivan for the Police Department.
Thank you, Major. So I had the opportunity to speak with you via email on this topic, and you had informed me that the full complement of cameras should be installed prior to the start of school, and then we would expect, if I understand our communications right, that the full complement would be operational and be able to issue summons, rather violations, by, I would say, first week of October, give or take, given National Grid timelines?
Roughly, yes. It's going to be a 30-day warning period at the top of the school year, so okay. That'll be push us into late September when fines begin.
And that's a very substantial income revenue stream that we're expecting.
It is. So I can give you the adjusted, my adjusted figures based on that 30-day warning period taken 1 month out of the 180 school day calendar for fines and also for the cameras. So my projection would be adjusted, again, based on where we are with the program, where we expect to be, would be 10 months of cameras fully operational. So that would put us fully operational by September.
Fantastic.
That's a conservative estimate. I'm confident we'll be fully operational with all the red light cameras by then. And then the 1 month delay due to the warning period for schools. Mm-hmm. So that adjusted FY26 revenue would be $3,746,355.
Okay. Those are all the questions I had. Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
Any other questions from members of the council on revenue? Any questions from members of the public on revenue? All right, go ahead and up to the mic, Ms. Sheridan. And just the usual protocol for everyone when you approach the mic, please state your full name and then say your piece. Just like the council, you're limited in time.
Ian Sheridan, Ward 9. Can I follow up with the major on the school cams? So the question I have was last year's hearing. The department proposed the school and the fire, the school and the red light cams, and said the revenue was projected for half a year at $1.5 million. We're moving forward in this budget looking for $4 million, and now you're saying they're going to come, and that was supposed to be for 6 months for $1.5 million, and now we're moving forward to a start, an activating start date of October through June for a $4 million?
That would be for the school speed cameras, because the school cameras can only be operational during the 100-day.
And when are the red light cameras going on?
Excuse me, Ms. Sheridan. Can you get on the mic?
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
And the red light cameras?
Those will roll out incrementally as they become operational at each intersection that they're designated for. The first intersection should be ready by the beginning of June. And then there'll be a 30-day warning period for every camera that's in the city.
So they're going to start this June, so they'll be running for a full 12 months.
I'm sorry?
They'll be running for a full 12 months in the fiscal year.
Not in this fiscal year. That's why I just told the councilman that I'm projecting a 10-month full operational for red light cameras in FY26.
So we've moved from last year for 6 months, projecting $1.5 million, to this year at $4 million, when we're not projecting even a full 12 months for the school and the red light cameras.
Yes, projections changed. The company, it was a slow rollout, their first time operating in Rhode Island. They went through some hiccups with permitting and whatnot. Everybody's working through that collectively. And like anything, it takes time, unfortunately.
I get that it takes time. It seems like we're taking time but getting a lot more revenue. I mean, I could be comfortable with maybe $3 million. I mean, something, I'm guessing that a lot changed in their calculations between last year's presentation and this year's presentation. You know better than I. It just struck me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do Do you have anything else, Ms. Sheridan?
Yeah, may I ask about the, so you were mentioning about the rink, the new rink. It's about the new rink in the back that's being built.
Sorry, can you speak in the mic?
I'm sorry. So we're talking about the rink that was in the back. And if McDermott and Thayer fees are $810,000 for the year, and they're a well-known facility that has, I'm sure, contracts for all sorts of events that go on a regular basis, and yet we're expecting almost $800,000 from the rink in the back that's going to go start in December? No, I know you mentioned Providence. I think Providence is a completely different circumstance because it is a capital center. It's been ongoing for multiple years, and they've clearly had stress with their revenue and their activity down there. Isn't $800,000 really aggressive when you're looking at an December start date?
Possibly. The mayor has been aggressive about the programming he wants to have run there, and it'll be year-round. I'm just going to start with the Christmas parade that we have, which should bring in quite a bit of revenue as well.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Do any other members of the public have anything for revenue? All right, back to you, Councilman Lattiser. You have a minute left, or a minute 15.
To Major Sullivan, Major Sullivan, I think I understood you to say that the actual cameras would be operational by October 1st?
Yeah, my conservative estimate is for red lights, there are two different types of cameras and when they can be on and when they can't be on. So my conservative estimates for the red light cameras is that they are all fully operational for 10 months out of this 12 months in FY26. They will, I'm highly confident they're going to start rolling out well ahead of.
But once you actually get them operational, there's a 30-day window, if you will.
Yes,
before enforcement, right?
For each, and that's going to be a rollout. So it's not a 30-day warning period altogether at the same time. It's for each camera at each location. So one camera might already be active collecting fines while another one's in the warning period at a different intersection down the street.
So in terms of generating revenue, it could be anywhere from 9 to 10 months of revenue. Not going active till October. That'll be 9 months, right?
I'm confident it'll be a 10-month period.
Okay. I just want to go on the record of saying that me personally, speaking for myself, I'm concerned with the revenue streams regarding the cameras, and I'm concerned with the revenue stream regarding the ice rink. I just want to be on the record on that. Thank you.
Councilman Gebhardt.
Not for you, Major. this came up maybe for Lynn, for you, but maybe for Fire. I don't think we've revisited the rescue fees.
We have not, and actually Councilman Lattiser and I already had a conversation about this.
Okay. So I can assume it's underway? Yeah, no, I just don't think we've revisited them in probably 4 years.
No, and actually I talked to our third party administrator already, and I have some documents from other communities to set up a system so that we don't have to address it every couple of years, so that it's just a continuously updating ordinance. But Councilman Lattiser and I
actually sponsored the ordinance to increase those fees about 5 years ago. It was before COVID.
Yeah, and it's time to look at it again.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Any other members of the public wish to speak on this? Councilman Gebhardt, you're done, right? And Councilman Lattiser, you're both out of time and done. All right. So seeing no one else on revenue, we move on to executive. Anyone regarding the executive department for the budget?
Bill Facenti, Chief of Staff to Mayor Percozzi. Salaries, the standard salary increases for the contractual and the non-union got the same as the union. That's basically all the difference. It did go down, if you notice, from last year to this year, it did go down. Total expense went down $28,619.
Does anyone have anything for the executive department? Councilman Lattiser.
Hello.
So it'll be the same questions that I'm going to be asking for every department head that comes up. I'm going to ask if there are any raises beyond contractual raises in each department. I will be asking if there has been new positions or deletions in each department. And I will be asking if longevity payments have been issued to anyone that has been employed with the city after July 1st of 2004. So Chief, can you walk us through the reductions? You said there were reductions from this year to last year in your budget. Can you walk us through what those reductions are?
Yeah, so I'm performing both the chief of staff to the mayor as well as the community development manager position. So I'm not earning both salaries for those positions. So there was a reduction in the salary. So my salary is charged to both community development and to the mayor's office, as well as the media coordinator is charged to both the mayor's office as well as tourism, culture, and development. So there were some slight changes to those. Those are the only changes.
And so in the salary line item 11101, salaries municipal, it's a request for this year, $415,642. But when I look at the department totals.
It was this current fiscal year is $444,261. And we're asking for $415,642, which is a reduction of $28,619.
Say that again, you're asking what?
The FY25 budget for that line item 101 was $444,261.
Correct.
We're asking for $415,642, which is a reduction of $28,619.
And you also are showing a projected fiscal year end for 2025 of $376, which is about $68,000 less than the budget. Where's that $68,000? How'd that get reduced by $68,000?
So I believe last year's budget included $120,000 for the chief of staff. I'm not taking $120,000 from the mayor's office. So that's made up of that difference in those salaries. So I'm doing both jobs, as I said. So when I hadn't started until July 1st, so the budget was already passed. So that salary and those budget line items were based on the previous staffing. Staffing levels haven't changed, still the same number. It's just different bodies in the seats.
And the no, scratch that. Never mind. I'm all set. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for that, Chief.
You're welcome.
Anyone else in this department? Any members of the public wish to ask anything on this department? Any other members of the public wish to ask any questions for this department, specifically the executive portion of the budget? Seeing none, we can move on to the legal department.
This is for the legal services for the city, other than city council solicitor. The solicitor's office has asked for a slight increase. That's why you'll see the increase from last year revised of $466.99. We're asking for an increase of $9,401, so it's $475,500. This is to cover the boards and commissions, solicitors, lawsuits, things that the city's involved with legally.
Does anyone have any questions for this department? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. I think I recall last year a discussion about the public defender. It appears that that was budgeted in the amount of $5,000 last year, but it appears that none has been expended, and there's similarly budgeting of $5,000 this year. What's the status of the public defender?
I believe we're looking for one. The city solicitor's office is recruiting if anyone wants to be a public defender. As you know, municipal courts are somewhat required to have some representation for those that can't afford one. We had one years ago. Change of administrations, that was removed. And as you know, a private attorney is difficult to get to work for that fee. So if you know anyone that would like to be a public defender, send them the city solicitor's way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Since it's been a year, I would just, I'll leave my comments there. I'm glad that there are continued efforts to get a public defender. Thank you.
Welcome.
Anyone else with questions for the legal department? Seeing none, any members of the public with questions regarding the legal department / legal portion of the budget? Seeing none, next is city clerk.
So on the clerk's budget, we have reduced one union position was eliminated from the budget with a savings of approximately $41,727 in a salary line item. My request was to upgrade some positions in there due to the added duties, and it was not, funds were reappropriated elsewhere. That's it. Pay scale in this clerk's office is considerably low. I was hoping to help them out. But with the market being slow, it is going to come back at some point. That position may be needed, but it has been eliminated. That being said, I've got one eliminated, one vacancy. Increases in the department were all contractual. I had two step increases as well. So again, salary line item went down $41,727 in the clerk's portion of the budget.
A quick question for you. Did you say your request was denied?
Yes.
Okay.
They did not do that. The compensation was not, they received added duties years ago, and it was never brought up with everybody else, and I just attempted.
Understood. Councilman Napa?
Just one quick question, Madam Clerk. The position you said that was vacant, is that posted? We're trying to actively fill that? Trying?
That's been vacant for 10 months.
Okay.
That's also a union position.
And that's allocated? There are funds allocated within
the budget. It's budgeted. It's a vacant position, but that one is budgeted.
Okay.
The other position that was eliminated has been vacant since, the position that was eliminated has been vacant since October of 23.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Councilman Lattiser.
I thank you. I think I understood you to say that there were no raises beyond contractual or step increases in your department?
Correct. Okay. It's contractual for everybody, and two people received step increases due to their years of service.
Okay. And
well, actually one in the clerk's budget, portion of the budget. It's one in the clerk's portion. Sorry.
Okay. And no new positions, right?
No.
And other than, you have one position that's vacant right now?
I have a vacant position that is funded. It's been vacant for approximately 10 months. And then the other vacant position was eliminated.
So one's funded and not filled, and one
Correct.
Is eliminated.
Correct.
So you're actually, are you actually down a staff person?
Yes.
Okay.
Or two.
Thank you.
Any other members of the council have any questions on this line or this portion of the budget?
Excuse me, Mr. President, I just want to clarify. That position that you're down is funded?
Yes, the vacant position is funded.
Okay, thank you.
Any other members of the council have any questions regarding this portion of the budget? Any members of the public have any questions regarding this portion of the budget? And for reference, this portion, in fact, is city clerk on page 9 of the general fund budget packet. Seeing none, we will move on to probate court.
That again, it stays the same. That's one of my step increases. It was nothing but contractual. One of the step increases was done in probate. Everything else is contractual. There's only one employee.
Any questions, members of the council, on this? And this is on page 10 of the budget. Any questions from members of the public on this? Again, it's probate court on page 10 of the proposed general fund budget. Seeing none, we'll move on to municipal court, also on page 10.
All right. Councilman Lattiser, I will clarify, my vacant funded position is in municipal court, not in the clerk's portion. It's in the municipal court portion of the clerk's office. Is that
that position
clear?
That's funded?
Funded.
But
funded,
not filled. Got
correct.
It. Okay, so it's in municipal court.
Right, because I've got the three departments.
Thank you for the clarification. You had my wheels turning there for a minute.
I bet I did. Keep you on your toes.
Any other questions regarding municipal court? Any questions from members of the public on municipal court? Seeing none, we'll move on to legislative. That is on page 11, the legislative department. Do any members of the council have any questions regarding page 11, legislative department? Pardon?
Council President, are we doing personnel later?
So we're following the schedule that's on the agenda.
Okay.
Rather than the order that's in the book.
Got it.
I know, needlessly confusing, but. So does anyone have any questions regarding the legislative department? All right. Any members of the public have any questions regarding the legislative department? Seeing none, we'll move on to the board of canvassers. That's also on page 11.